我想弟兄姊妹都知道，今天下午我们有一个全教会的侍奉聚会。
I believe many of you are aware that this afternoon we have an all-church service meeting.
所以今天早晨呢，我愿意在侍奉上再和弟兄姊妹彼此有勉励。
So this morning I'd like to have some fellowship with all of you regarding service.
我们要交通一点在侍奉上一些重要的认识。
We want to discuss some important points regarding service.
我想请弟兄姊妹和我先来一同读几处圣经。
Please read with me in your Bible a couple of verses.
我们先看启示录。
We'll begin with the book of Revelation.
启示录第五章。
Revelation chapter 5.
第九节和第十节。
Verses 9 and 10.
启示录第五章第九节和第十节。
Revelation 5, verse 9 and 10.
他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷，配揭开其印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血，从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。
And they sang a new song, saying, Worthy art thou to take the book and to break its seals, for thou wast slain and didst purchase for God with thy blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and thou hast made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth.
第二十二章
Revelation 22,
第三节到第五节
verses 3 through 5.
启示录二十二章三到五节。
Revelation 22, verses 3-5.
以后再没有咒诅，在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他，也要见他的面，他的名字必写在他们的额上。不再有黑夜，他们也不用灯光日光，因为主神要光照他们，他们要做王，直到永永远远。
And there shall no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his bondservants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. And there shall no longer be any night, and they shall not have need of the light of the lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God shall illumine them, and they shall reign forever and ever.
我们回头看二十一章。
Turn back one chapter.
第十节到十一节
Chapter 21 verses 10 through 11
二十一章十到十一节
Revelation 21 verses 10 through 11
我被圣灵感动天使就带我到一座高大的山将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我城中有神的荣耀城的光辉如同极贵的宝石好像碧玉明如水晶
And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, and having the glory of God. Her brilliance was like a very costly stone, as a stone of crystal clear jasper.
哥林多前书第三章
First Corinthians 3,
第十七节
verse 17.
哥林多前书第三章第十七节
First Corinthians 3:17
若有人毁坏神的殿神必要毁坏那人因为神的殿是圣的这殿就是你们
If any man destroys the temple of God God will destroy him for the temple of God is holy and that is what you are
哥林多后书
Second Corinthians
第五章
Chapter 5
第九节和第十节
Verses 9 and 10
林后第五章第九节和第十节
Second Corinthians 5, 9 and 10
所以无论住在身内离开身外我们立了志向要得主的喜悦因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来叫个人按着本身所行的或善或恶受报
Therefore, also we have as our ambition, whether at home or absent, to be pleasing to him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad.
我们最后看路加福音第十七章。
And we'll next turn to Luke chapter 17.
我们从第七节读到第十节。
Verse 7 through 10.
路加福音第十七章第七节到第十节。
Luke 17 verses 7 through 10.
你们谁有仆人耕地或是放羊从田里回来就对他说你快来坐下吃饭呢岂不对他说你给我预备晚饭束上带子伺候我等我吃喝完了你才可以吃喝吗仆人照所吩咐的去做主人还谢谢他吗这样你们做完了一切所吩咐的只当说我们是无用的仆人所做的本是我们应分做的
But which of you having a slave plowing or tending sheep will say to him when he has come in from the field come immediately and sit down to eat but will he not say to him prepare something for me to eatAnd properly clothe yourself and serve me until I have eaten and drunk. And afterward, you will eat and drink. He does not thank the slave because he did the things which were commanded, does he? So you too, when you do all the things which are commanded you, say, we are unworthy slaves. We have done only that which we ought to have done.
好，我们圣经就暂时读这些。
And we'll conclude our Bible reading here.
我想从圣经里面，我们很清楚地知道。
From the Bible, we can clearly see.
侍奉是神永远的旨意。
Service is part of God's eternal purpose.
侍奉的人也是神永远的旨意。
The people who serve God are also.The purpose of God.
所以神救赎我们，他最大的目的就是要把我们做成一个侍奉的人。
God has saved us with the intent for us to serve Him.
我们知道神是多么的重视侍奉这件事情。
And we know how highly God honors service.
在启示录里面告诉我们
，In Revelations, it tells us,
我们的主被杀，他。他用他的宝血付上重大的代价把我们从各族各民各方各国里面买赎回来
That the Lord was crucified and his precious blood was shed to save every tribe and every person in this world
神不仅叫我们成为国民也要叫我们成为祭司
He not only calls us to be his kingdom, part of his kingdom, but calls us to be his priests.
所以每一个蒙恩得救的神的儿女都应当是祭司。
So every saved Christian should be priests.
这是主用重大的代价流血舍命把我们买赎回来的。
And the Lord has purchased us with such a high cost with his own life.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们能成为一个侍奉的人
for us to be a servant,
主曾经付上重大的代价
God has already paid that ultimate price.
主在十字架上为我们流血舍命到底那个代价有多大我想我们今天恐怕都不能完全的明白
Today it would be difficult for us to fully comprehend the value of the Lord's blood that was shed on the cross.
如果你知道那个代价的重大
If you know the value of that,
你就知道我们今天要成为一个侍奉主的人是多么的重要
Then you will know how important it is for us to be servants.
我们也曾经讲过
We have also mentioned in the past,
主不仅把我们买赎回来要成为祭司
that God has not purchased us or simply to be priests.
主自己道成肉身来到地上他作为一个侍奉人的一个榜样
that when Jesus came into the world in the flesh, he came our perfect example.
他要告诉我们一个侍奉神的人他应该是一个什么样子
He wanted to show us what a servant should be like.
所以我们能成为一个侍奉神的人 这是神给我们极大的荣耀。
So for us to be servants of God, this is a great honor and glory for us.
很可惜，
But sadly,
今天很多神的儿女们在这件事情上有很大的忽略。
Many of God's children today have lost this reality.
我们并不觉得侍奉有多重要。
We don't see that serving God is of much value.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
神重视这件事。
God honors this.
所以求主开我们里面的眼睛。
So may the Lord open up our eyes.
叫我们能够明白那个侍奉真实的意义。
So we can truly see the meaning of what a servant is.
好叫我们在地上能够追求做一个神的好仆人。
So that on earth we can pursue in being a good servant of God.
当然在圣经里面，
Of course in the Bible,
关于侍奉，
regarding service,
所说的那些原则是非常的多的。
The principles of how we should serve are many.
我们也曾经在许多不同的场合、不同的聚会里面和弟兄姊妹讲述过这些原则。
And in various gatherings and meetings, we've already discussed these things.
那么我们如果要把侍奉服侍得好，
But if we want to serve well,
我想今天早晨我要和弟兄姊妹再交通几个重要的基本的认识。
This morning I want to share with brothers and sisters a couple of more important yet basic points.
那么这个作为呢，你我彼此重要的一个提醒。
And these points that I will remind you of this morning is a mutual encouragement.
希望我们所有的弟兄姊妹都能重视这一个。
So I hope that everyone here will be able to grasp this.
从我们刚才所读的圣经里面，
From the passages that we've just read,
特别在启示录里面，
Particularly in Revelation,
这里有一个非常重要的一个启示。
There is a very, very important revelation.
也是我们在侍奉中间必须要有的认识。
And yet it is also something in our service that we have to recognize.
就是神在创世以前，他所计划的那个旨意是一定成功的。
That God, prior to creating the universe, his will was destined to be fulfilled.
是一定完成的。
It was for sure going to be fulfilled.
那么在启示录最21章里面，
And in Revelation 21,
他告诉我们呢，这个旨意呢乃是用新耶路撒冷来代表的。
In chapter 21, the word says that the new Jerusalem is to represent the fulfillment of his will.
所以我们知道那个圣城新耶路撒冷就是神的旨意。
We know that the city of the New Jerusalem is the purpose of God.
我们知道在这座城里面有神的殿。
That in this city is the temple of God.
那是神的居所。
That is the Lord's dwelling place.
也是神掌权的地方。
And that is the place where the Lord will reign.
而我们知道这一座圣城呢，就是预表的讲到今天地上的教会。
And this city of the New Jerusalem also speaks of the church in the world today.
所以神建造耶路撒冷。
So the Lord constructed this New Jerusalem.
也就是说他要建造地上的教会。
It also speaks of him constructing the church in the world.
所以神的旨意今天在地上最大的工作就是建造教会。
So the Lord's greatest work in this world is to construct the church.
但是呢，我们可以看见。
But we can see.
似乎在地上神的儿女们呢，常常显出来的是软弱，是失败。
The service that is displayed among God's people is constantly weakness and failure.
但是呢，圣经的启示告诉我们说呢，他的工作是一定完成的。
But the Bible tells us and reveals to us that his will be completed.
所以在历史当中啊，
So throughout history,
神在许多的世代里面都不断地把他自己的心意启示出来。
God in various situations has revealed his will.
那个启示出来的都是完全的。
And anything that he has revealed is already complete.
那个启示出来的都是成就的。
And everything that he has revealed is already fulfilled.
那么神为什么这样启示呢？
So why does God reveal this to us?
神就告诉我们说，
God tells us,
神的这个工作是没有任何的势力能够破坏。
He tells us that his work, there is nothing that can corrupt it.
我们都知道从创世纪一开头就有仇敌的工作。
We can see in Genesis that from the beginning of God's work, you can see the work of
the devil.
Satan has used all of his might to corrupt God's work. But we can see that the devil cannot corrupt the work of God. Because in the book of Revelation, it shows us that the new Jerusalem is constructed.
我们作为神的儿女，我们常常感觉说仇敌的权势很可怕。
And many times when we serve in this world, we feel like the work of Satan is very frightening.
但是呢，不管他运用多大的力量。
But it doesn't matter how much strength and power Satan has.
不管他所制造的那个情况是多么的可怕。
And no matter what kind of a horrific situation Satan can stir up.
不管他所带来的那个败坏有多么的深。
And no matter how deep the evil is.
最后，神的工作仍旧是完成的。
In the end, God's work will indeed be completed.
所以这是一个重要的提醒。
And this is a very important reminder.
今天我们服侍主，根本不需要惧怕仇敌。
Today, as we serve God, we cannot be afraid of Satan.
那么历史也告诉我们,
and history also tells us,
地上没有一个国家, 没有一个政权能够破坏神的工作。
There is no power or kingdom in this world that can corrupt God's work.
不管地上有多少的这种政权, 他们用尽了各式各样的方法要破坏神在地上的工作。
No matter what powers in the world or ways that the world can come up with, it cannot corrupt God's work. We can see in the Old Testament times, the Old Testament reveals four great kingdoms. And they've used all their might and power. But we can see in the Bible that they were not able to corrupt God's work.
主的教会仍旧继续往前。
The church on the earth will continue to move forward.
并且有一天我们看见是完全的出现。
And one day we will see it will be completely fulfilled.
那么这也告诉我们,
So this also tells us,
任何人都不能破坏神的工作。
This also tells us that there is no one person that can corrupt God's work.
不管你是什么样的智慧，你是什么样的一个说法，你都不能破坏神。
No matter how intelligent or powerful or what kind of a person you are, you cannot defeat God's work.
所以保罗在哥林多前书第三章有一个很严肃的警戒。
So Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 gives us a very stern reminder.
这也是对我们基督徒重要的提醒。
And this to Christians is a very important reminder.
就是若有人要毁坏这殿。神必毁坏那人。
That if any man destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him.
这是一个很重要的提醒。
This is a very important reminder, brothers and sisters.
所以每一次摸到教会，摸到神的工作，我们必须有敬畏主的心。
So whenever we touch God's work or touch God's church, we need to have a reverent heart.
因为我们知道这是神最宝贵的一件事情。
Because we know that this is God's most precious, the most precious thing in God's sight.
所以甚至呢，对于教会，对于这个殿，我们有负面的态度，你都会造成个人极大的损失。
And even if we have our own thoughts or negative attitudes towards God's church, we will suffer much loss.
这是重要的提醒。
This is also a great reminder.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
在教会的侍奉上,
so regarding service,
请我们记得,
please remember,
我们的灰心, 我们的退后, 我们的丧志只会造成个人的损失。
Our frustrations, our falling down, our failures will only cause it'll ruin ourselves.
你不会毁坏神的工作。
You won't ruin God's work.
你可能会使神在地上的见证呢，遭受一点点的挫折。
You may cause some difficulty with God's testimony on earth.
但是，神的工作是一定完成的。
But God's work will for sure be completed.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个认识是非常重要的。
So brothers and sisters, this recognizing is very important.
因为有这个认识，
when you have this recognition,
我们看见在历史历代许多侍奉主的人，他们才不灰心啊。
We can see that throughout history, those who have served God, did not get frustrated.
他们在许多艰苦的环境里面呢，他们才不丧志。
In the most difficult situations, they did not lose heart.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这个认识，
this recognizing,
是在我们里面非常大的一个鼓舞。
This should be a great encouragement to us.
我很多年以前呢，
many years ago,
我就在主面前呢，给我这样的一个激励。
I came before the Lord and he gave me this encouragement.
我刚出来侍奉主的时候年纪很轻。
When I first came out to serve the Lord, I was quite young.
我很容易被教会中的一些失败呢，一些软弱呢，那么搞得我很灰心。
And when I started serving, a lot of the weaknesses and failures within the church caused me to become frustrated.
但是后来主把他的心意开启在我里面。
But when the Lord opened up His will to me,
感谢主，
praise God.
这个看见，
this recognizing,
叫我们在无论多么艰困的环境的里面，他都不灰心不退步。
That when we recognize the work of God, we will not become frustrated.
我常常对一些弟兄姊妹讲，
I will tell many brothers and sisters,
若不是主在我们里面给我们这样一点的看见。
If it is not for God revealing this to us,
你服侍主啊，你有一百个心都给你挥得光光的。
And even if you had 100 hearts to serve God, you would become frustrated.
哦，你知道今天在地上跟随主、服侍主是多么容易叫人灰心的。
Do you know how easy it is for us to become frustrated, in serving God?
多么容易叫人受挫折的。
And how we can, have, produce a lot of wrong in our service.
侍奉主这条路啊，
this pathway of service,
实在有太多的难处。
There are a lot of difficulties.
我们指的是地上的光景。
And this is the condition on the earth.
当弟兄姊妹你来读先知以西结书的时候，
But when you read, the prophet, about the prophet Ezekiel,
你看神是怎样用这件事情来鼓舞。
You can see how God used, this situation to encourage him.
我们知道以西结那个时候遇见的是以色列人空前的难处，最大的难处。
And we know that what Ezekiel faced was the most difficult situation among the house of Israel.
犹大王败坏得不得了。
The king Judah was very evil.
结果神就许可巴比伦来呢，把整个犹大人统统掳走。
So the Lord allowed Babylon to come in and destroy the house of Israel.
他们把耶路撒冷整个拆毁。
And they completely took over, the city of Jerusalem.
连圣殿都被拆毁。
And he destroyed the city, even the temple.
那以西结所面临的是一个国破家亡的局面。
And what, Ezekiel faced was a kingdom that is broken, a household that is broken.
所以你看见在那个环境中，那是一个多么绝望的一个光景。
So you see in that situation, what a hopeless situation.
连以西结自己都被掳到巴比伦去了。
And even Ezekiel himself was captured to Babylon.
所以在以西结的心里面想说呢，以色列国亡了。
And in Ezekiel's heart, he thought, this is the end of the house of Israel.
我也完全没希望了。
And I am completely hopeless.
以西结是个爱神。
Ezekiel is one who loved the Lord.
所以神就用异象鼓舞他的仆人。
So Ezekiel, revealed, gave him a vision, Ezekiel a vision.
结果呢，你读以西结书从四十章以后啊。
So if you read the book of Ezekiel, from chapter 40 and on,
神把一座城的意象开启在那里面。
God placed a vision of the temple in, placed the vision of a temple before Ezekiel.
神告诉他说，地上的耶路撒冷被拆毁了。
And God showed that Ezekiel that although the Jerusalem on earth has been destroyed,
但是天上的耶路撒冷人就是完全的。
But the Jerusalem in heaven is complete.
并且在以西结书里面呢，最特别的一个点呢。
And also in the book of Ezekiel, one important point.
就是神用那个尺度来量，就是呢，神当初计划的，现在呢，那个尺寸是一点都不差的。
That the measuring rod that was that God showed Ezekiel was completely accurate.
圣殿的每一个角落都是完全的。
That every inch of the temple was accurately constructed.
神借此告诉他的仆人。
And he used this to show his servant.
地上的耶路撒冷可以被拆毁。
That the city of Jerusalem on earth could be destroyed.
因为以色列人的失败。
Because the Israelites have failed.
因为他们的悖逆。
Because
they
rebelled.
因为他们不顺服。
Because they were not obedient.
因为他们拜偶像。
Because they worshipped idols.
那么地上以色列国可以失败。
So the house of Israel on earth was destroyed.
但是神所定规的旨意永不失败。
But the will of God that was already predestined could not be corrupted.
所以在那个最艰苦的时代里面。
So even in this very trying times.
所以你看见以西结仍旧忠心的在神跟前侍奉。
Ezekiel continued on in serving God.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
这个看见,
this recognizing,
这个认识,
this understanding,
是我们今天侍奉神的人必须要有的认识,
is what we who serve God need to have.
你到了启示录的时候,
when we come to Revelation,
我们看见约翰的经历也是这样,
you can see the experience of John was the same.
所以启示录二三章跟这个二十一章这是一个强烈的对比。
So you look at Revelation chapter 2 compared to Revelation chapter 21, this is a night and day comparison.
你看见在启示录第二章第三章里面讲到亚细亚的七个教会。
And you see in chapters 2 and 3, it talks about Asia, the seven churches in Asia Minor.
我们知道这七个教会呢是代表着全地的教会。
And we know that these seven churches represent the condition of the churches in the world.
虽然我们说腓拉铁腓的教会神没有指责他。
And even though God did not rebuke the church of Philadelphia.
士美拿的教会神也没有指责他。
And the church of Smyrna, God did not rebuke.
但是呢都是在软弱的光景中。
But they were all in a condition of weakness.
其实是我们今天所讲的腓拉铁腓的教会也在软弱在难处的里面。
And even the church of Philadelphia that we talk about all the time, they were in a position of weakness.
我们都知道那个时候约翰是被掳啊，被掳到巴摩海岛上。
We know that John was placed on the island of Patmos, exiled to the island of Patmos.
你看我们那个时候你看见约翰的心里面看见亚细亚的教会心里面多么伤痛。
And you see the pain that John felt and the pain of the churches in Asia Minor at that time.
所以服侍主啊在地上看地上的教会常常有时候会叫人流泪叫人痛心。
So many times the service on earth that we have for God will cause us to shed tears and to have heartache.
但是对那些有真正看见的人他们永远不灰心。
But for those who truly have this recognition of God's work will never become frustrated.
这是多么重要的一个认识呢。
This is such an important thing we need to recognize.
所以在启示录二十一章里面。
So in Revelation 21,
神让约翰看见那一座新耶路撒冷完整的出现。
God allowed the Apostle John to see the New Jerusalem in its full glory.
这告诉我们说，神的教会最终的光景是完全出现的。
And this shows the true condition of the church.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
如果今天我们有了这样的认识,
today if we can recognize this,
我们就没有灰心的理由,
then we will not have an excuse to become frustrated.
那么这个只有会激发我们好好地跟随主往前。
And this will only stir us to, and motivate us to follow the Lord even closely.
所以我们看见一个世代一个世代过来。
So we see one generation after another pass.
每一个世代都有一些得胜的圣徒。
And every generation, among each generation, there are those saints who have overcome.
他们在许多艰苦的环境里面。
In various difficult circumstances,
他们为主站住,
they stood firm for the Lord.
他们刚强地往前,
and they moved, advanced forward.
当然有的人被主的爱激励,
and many were convicted by God's love.
那么有一些圣徒, 他们灵里面真的有看见,
and in the spirit, they really saw a revelation from God.
凡是那些有看见的人,
and anyone who did not see this,
他们就从来不妥协,
they would
compromise.
They would compromise.
Never compromise.
Well, those who did see this revelation would never compromise.
他们忠心地往前。
They faithfully moved, advanced forward.
你读整个教会历史。
If you read church history,
你会看见每一个世代中你都会找到这样的人。
And within each generation, you'll find people like this.
所以神愿意用他那个完整的旨意来鼓励、鼓舞我们。
So God wanted to use His completed will to encourage us.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
今天我们在地上呢, 侍奉我们的主,
today on earth when we serve our God,
我们必须要有这个看见,
we need to have this foresight.
因为你把眼睛呢, 一拉到地上的教会啊,
when we fix our gaze on the church on earth,
我就告诉你, 有一百个心就给你挥得光光,
and like I said, even if you had 100 hearts, you would become frustrated.
所以地上没有绝对完整的教会。
There is no perfect church on earth.
各处的教会都充满难处的。
Every church has its own difficulties.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
求主给我们里面有这样一个认识。
May God give us this recognition.
也可以这样说，今天我们服侍主啊。
And you can say that today when we serve God,
你的眼睛要往上看。
We need to have our eyes be fixed towards heaven.
你不能往下看。
We can't look down.
你越看你就越灰心。
The more you look down, the more frustrated.
你越看你就越走不动。
And the more you look down, the more you are not able to move forward.
只有你往上看。
Only when you look upward,
弟兄姊妹们，你里面就得鼓舞了。
Then you will find encouragement.
所以今天我们在侍奉上面
So today when we serve,
对于神的旨意将来一定有一定完成这件事我们需要有一个基本的认识
We have to recognize that the work of God is already completed
所以这是第一个点
And this is the first point
第二个点
The second point
我们需要认识的
Another thing we need to recognize
就在侍奉上
In service,
神有最后的审判。
God has His final judgment.
我每一次想到将来有最后的审判。
Often I think that one day there's going to be that final judgment.
这个对我是很大的鼓舞。
And this is causes great
也是很 encouragement.
Oh, a great encouragement.
也是一个很大的警戒一个 warning.
And this is also, on the other hand, is a warning.
我们知道圣经里面讲到神是审判的神。
And we've already spoken of how God is a God of judgment.
今天所有的人都要经过审判。
And every person will pass through this judgment.
所以主一回来，每一个人都要面临审判。
So when the Lord returns, everyone will face this judgment.
这个整个世界，全人类都要经过审判。
Everyone on the earth will face this judgment.
在《使徒行传》第十七章三十一节那里告诉我们。
In Acts chapter 17:31.
那里神说，他要设立一个人用公义来审判天下。
It says that he has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness through.
整个天下，整个宇宙都要在。主的审判底下
So everything under the heavens will be judged by God
无人可以逃避
No one can escape this judgment
我们晓得将来没信主的外邦人将来到白色大宝座的跟前受审判
And even those who are not saved will come before the final judgment
white throne.
The white throne
但是基督徒呢
But Christians
神的家呢要来到基督的台前受审判
God's house will come before the judgment of Christ.
所以对于我们今天服侍主
will come before the mercy seat.
我们要知道神的审判才是最重要的。
And for us in the world, we need to understand that facing the judgment of God is the most important thing.
人怎么审判我们那个不算什么。
How people on the earth judges us, that doesn't count for anything.
神在最后的审判里面
But in that final judgment,
神要把他家中所有的事情都把它清理
God will clean house.
神是公义的神。
He is a righteous God.
所以神永远不会错。
He is never incorrect.
我们的判断常常是错误的。
Many times what we do is incorrect.
所以今天对于我们来讲，最好不要随便判断。
So today we cannot judge incorrectly.
啊，将来到主那里去，那个对错才是清楚。
And on that day, the Lord will judge correctly.
我们知道今天在服事中间呢。
Today in service,
神的儿女们常常有时候有争论的。
Many times there are, disputes.
有 argument.
Arguments.
我们常常讲说我对你错。
Many times there's the issue of I'm right and you're wrong.
我们最喜欢讲我对你错。
And we love to say I'm right and you're wrong.
我很少听见人说呢我错你对。
And I will rarely hear I am wrong and you are right.
弟兄姊妹们，我们处处都指责。
And everything that comes out of us is a judgment.
但是呢，今天呢，我们晓得人这个指责没什么意义的。
But we have to understand that man's judgment doesn't count for anything.
所以我常常有时候跟弟兄姊妹在一起这样讲。
So many times I'll mention to brothers and sisters.
你说我错。
You say that I am wrong.
这个没什么，也没关系。
And it doesn't really count for anything.
我说你错。
And if I say that you are wrong.
这个更不好。
And that's even worse.
对不对？将来到主那里去才知道谁对谁错呢。
And only on that final day will we know who is actually right.
所以我们今天最好不要讲谁对谁错。
So today in this world, it's better that we don't
accuse others of being wrong. 你知道保罗在地上服侍主的时候啊。
When Paul was serving,
他说我连我自己我也不审判。
Paul said that he even himself he would not judge.
那审判我的是主。
The one who judges me is the Lord.
所以今天我们如果真对了，将来到主跟前是错的，那有什么意义呢
？So today, if we make our case in making ourselves right, what if on that day when the Lord comes back, we are wrong?
所以这个审判要我们里面有敬畏。
So in this judgment, we need to have reverence for this final judgment.
主的话很清楚告诉我们。
God's words clearly tell us.
将来来到基督的审判台前
，when those who come before the judgment of God，
我们个人要按照个人的行为受审判。
We will each individually be judged upon our deeds.
所以今天呢，我们要把注意力摆在自己身上。
So we need to pay attention to ourselves.
你对，你将来就得奖赏。
If you are right.Then you will regain the reward.
如果你错了，那么你就要受惩罚了。
If you are wrong, then you will be judged.
所以我们看见历史历代的圣徒们。
So we see throughout history.
面对这个审判。
Those who face this judgment.
他们里面有很深的敬畏。
They had this tremendous heart of fear.
圣经告诉我们神。是轻慢不得的 你不能 neglect God 不能轻慢 neglect.
We cannot neglect God
你可以忽略人
You can
我不注意人
You can It's okay to not pay attention to man
但是你对神你必须有敬畏的心
But for God you must have a reverent heart
我愿意用这些哈和弟兄姊妹相互劝勉。
I'm willing to say these words to encourage all of us.
我们不要以为说因为神爱我们呢，哎呀马马虎虎什么都可以马马虎虎，不是的。
We can't have the attitude that oh of course God loves us, so then everything is sort of mediocre.
特别在神的教会的事上。
Particularly regarding the matters of the church.
关乎他的心意的事上。
Regarding God's heart.
求主给我们敬畏。
May God give us a reverent heart.
这个审判呢
This final judgment
不仅是叫我们敬畏也是很多侍奉主的人所得到最大的安慰
It's not only an encouragement to us but it also brings peace to those who serve God
因为我们服侍主常常被人家误解的
Because those who serve God are often misunderstood by people
很多的时候人这个批评那个论断就是人会 criticize、
oh, many times when you serve God you are criticized
你有的时候叫你觉得 真的是很灰心的。
And many times you feel frustrated.
但是也不必灰心。
But you don't need to be frustrated.
请我们记得还有最后的审判。
Remember, there is a final judgment.
到那一天才真正是判对错的。
On that day, the Lord will show what is right and what is incorrect.
所以我们服侍主，我们里面对于审判这件事情必须有一个清楚的认识。
So in serving God, we have to have this recognition of that final judgment.
我们晓得审判叫我们敬畏主。
That judgment causes us to fear God.
这个敬畏呢，会叫我们少犯很多的错误。
And this reverence that we have towards God will cause us to act correctly.
这个敬畏也叫我们不随便任意的批评。
And this reverence towards God will not allow us to criticize others.
弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
实在需要主的怜悯。
We need the mercy of God.
当然我们今天需要主的光。
But today we need the light of the Lord.
那么呢，这个审判呢，也对那些真正忠心爱主、跟随主的人呢，得安慰。
And this brings a lot of peace to those who faithfully serve and walk with God.
叫我们不灰心
will cause us to not be frustrated,
并且能够积极地跟随主
and will allow us to faithfully move forward with the Lord,
并且呢肯付代价
and it will allow us to be willing to pay
the price.
The price.
所以在侍奉上面弟兄姊妹们这个敬畏这个审判是一个很重要的一件事情
So in serving God, this judgment that we're going to face is very important.
我想主回来的日子迫近。
I think the return of the Lord is near.
我们很快就到审判台前了。
Very soon we will approach this final judgment.
这件事情是没有任何人能逃避的。
No one can escape this.
所以求主让我们今天服侍跟随主啊，真正能敬畏他。
So today as we serve God, may we truly have a heart of reverence towards Him.
第三个点。
The third point.
这里是我们相互之间的一个激励
and also a mutual encouragement
就是我们个人要尽自己当今的本分来服侍主
that we serve God to our own capacity
在路加福音第十七章那里
in Luke chapter 17
主用了一个比喻说明
God paints a picture for us
鼓励我们这些人要好好的做神的仆人
To encourage us to be good servants of his
那里讲到说、啊、有一个仆人、啊、在外面呢这个牧了羊、啊、做了事情回到家里面
It speaks of this servant who was tending the sheep and plowing the fields and came home
他说主人会跟他讲说来来来你赶快坐下来吃饭
Will the master say Oh servant come and sit down and eat
不是这样的
It's not like this
那么他回来之后呢主人说你赶快束上腰带去做饭给我吃
In reality the master will tell the servant Hurry up and properly clothe yourselves and serve me
那么主人吃完了之后呢
And once the master
is done eating 然后这个仆人才可以吃
Then the servant can eat
那么这个主人也不需要谢谢他
And this master doesn't have to thank his servant
那个主人要说什么呢
What does the Master say,
他说还要说什么？他说我是无用的仆人。
What does the servant have to say? The servant has to say, "Well, I am an unworthy slave."
我所做的是我应分做的。
What I have done is what I ought to do.
这个最后那句话很好啊。
And that last phrase is very good.
这个应分做的意思就是说呢，我只不过尽我的本分来服侍。
This phrase that says.I do what I ought to do means that we serve with whatever capacity we were given.
我们知道主所做的这个比喻啊，就是当时以色列他们生活中真实的情况。
And we know that this picture that Jesus painted for us is the condition of the Israelites.
所以你看见人家家里面呢用仆人的时候都是这样。
And you see in their homes, that's how they use their slaves.
做完了一切，还要到主人跟前说，我是个无用的仆人。我所做的是我该做的。
And after serving the master all day, he has to end his day by saying, "I am an unworthy slave. I did only what I was ought to."
你知道，我们有很多时候，我们侍奉主的人忘记这个。
And many times when we serve God, we forget this.
哇，我们服事有一点点的果效，我们就骄傲的不得了，我们得意的不得了。
As soon as we serve and we bear fruit, we become proud.
我们忘了回到主跟前说，主啊，我是个无用的仆人。
We forget to come before the Lord and say, Lord, I am an unworthy slave.
哦，不不不，我常常碰见有些服事主的人呢，他们服事完之后，他们觉得，我是神有用的仆人。
Many times people who serve God will afterwards say, I am a good servant of God.
不，主告诉我们说，无论你做了多少的事情，你到最后来到主跟前说，主啊，我是个无用的仆人。
And the Lord tells us here that no matter what good we have done in service, we still need to come before God.
我所做的是我的本分，我该做的。
And say that I am an unworthy slave because I do what I ought to do.
所以这里有一个重要的提醒。
So this gives us a important reminder.
神托付给每一个神的儿女都有你应该做的事情。
God has given each one of His children a task to do.
所以你在侍奉上，你只要注意你自己有没有尽你的本分服事主，这个才是重要的。
So in service, we have to look at ourselves and say, Have I placed my serve God faithfully in this task?
这个意思就是说呢，你不要去管别人的闲事啊。
What does this mean? It means that you don't to mind your own business and service. You have to make sure that you yourself have served the Lord faithfully. Do you remember in John chapter 21?
主对那个彼得正在讲话，彼得说：“你要爱我比这些更深吗？”
And this is right when the Lord was when Jesus was talking to Peter. Do you love me more than these?
主说你年轻的时候你随意往来，你按照自己意思该去哪里想跑哪里就跑哪里。
The Lord said, "When you were younger, you did whatever you wanted to."
Yeah. 那么到你老的时候呢？那么人家把你的手把你绑起来带你去，你不喜欢去的地方。
And when you're older, people have bound your hands and brought you to places that you didn't want to go to.
神正对彼得，主正正对彼得讲话呢。
And as the Lord was speaking to Peter directly,
我看彼得呢，那个心不在焉，他也没听进去。
And Peter's heart was distracted, and he wasn't really listening to God.
他看见约翰站在旁边。
He saw John.
他说：“主啊，这人将来如何？”
And he said to Jesus, "Well, what's going to happen to this guy?"
主说你不要管别人，你跟着我就可以了。这不干你的事。
And Jesus said, "Don't worry about, don't be concerned about him. Just follow me."
弟兄姊妹，你知道我们常常容易犯这个错吗？
Brothers and sisters, many times we also will do this incorrect thing.
我们呢不够注意我们自己有没有好好的服事。
We don't pay attention to how we have been faithfully serving God.
我们老是管旁边的人，他怎么样，他怎么样，他怎么样，对不对？
We always want to be nosy and look at what other people and how they're serving.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
在侍奉上，
in service,
尽我们自己的本分服事主是非常重要的一件事。
We have to serve faithfully with all of our heart.
我们知道在旧约圣经的里面。
In the Old Testament,
在最后那段历史中，
in the last, the last portion of the Old Testament,
我们看见当以色列人失败的时候，
when the Israelites have failed,
他们有一些人呢，从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷。
There were a few of the Israelites who returned back to Jerusalem.
有一个人名字叫做所罗巴伯。
There's one man, one individual named Zerubbabel.
他是一个软弱的一个领袖。
He was a weak leader.
他没有多大的恩赐。
He didn't have much gifts.
他也没什么才干。
And he didn't accomplish much.
但是呢，神看他怎么样呢？手拿线土。手拿线图，那个 plumb line. Plumb line.
The Lord saw that he was holding this plumb line.
所以当他把这个线图拿起来的时候呢，哇，神的心就非常的欢喜。
And as soon as the Lord saw him hold up this plumb line, the Lord's
就是呢，
heart was very happy.
他愿意尽他自己的本分来服侍主。
That in his he was willing to serve God to the fullest with whatever capacity God has given him.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个重要的原则。
So this is a very important principle.
今天我们在服事上要尽自己当尽的本分。
We have to serve God with all that we have.
我们要常常看见主所托付给我的，我有没有尽忠心。
What God has given, placed before me, have I been faithful to that?
我觉得这个意念呢，对我来讲是很大的一个帮助。
And this to me is a great encouragement.
所以这些年在侍奉上。
And through these years of serving God.
那么我常常提醒自己。
I have to constantly remind myself.
我只要尽我的本分在主跟前服事就好了。
I serve God faithfully to what I am able to serve God.
其他的事都是神的事情。
Everything else is God's work.
我要看一看我自己忠不忠心。
I have to evaluate myself to see if I am faithful.
我要看一看我在服事上面，我们有没有学到真的好的功课。
In my own service to God, did I learn the lessons I was supposed to learn?
那么主叫我做的事情，我们有没有把它做好的？
And the tasks that God has given to me, did I accomplish these things?
别人的事情呢，那个无关紧要。
The tasks for other people, I don't need to be concerned with.
你原谅我这样讲。
Allow me to say this.
在侍奉上呢，你常常会遭受一些的无谓的攻击，有人怎么就暗中就攻击你了。
And in service, many times we'll be vulnerable to other people's attacks.
有的时候呢，他们就这个暗中啊对付你的。
And sometimes they will come and attack you.
有的时候，如果像我从前年轻一点的时候呢，我就很在意这些东西。
When I was younger, I paid attention to these things.
所以有时候弄得我心里很难过。
So sometimes I was very sad.
有时候很沮丧。
And I was frustrated.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
当有一天主提醒我。
That God one day reminded me.
你只要尽你的本分服事就好了。
You just serve faithfully to the task that was given to you.
我立刻发现了这些什么攻击也好，批评论断也好，什么对付手段也好，根本摸不到我。
And I realized that all of these attacks, and criticisms didn't affect me.
我只要尽我的本分，把我刚当做的事情我做了。
As long as I complete my task faithfully,
只要主喜悦，那么就一切都可以了。
And I gain the Lord's pleasure, that's all that matters.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
保罗在以弗所书里面也告诉我们，
Paul in Ephesians tells us,
我们一个人跟随主侍奉主啊，
that when we serve God and follow God,
要做对得起主的事情，
we need to do according,
worthy.
Do We need to act in a worthy manner.
你要做对得起主的事情。
We need to do things that are worthy of God.
所以我们当事情来说，我们要看看我们自己对不对得起主。
And when the situation arises, we need to see if we are worthy for the Lord.
你先不要去看别的事情是怎样。
Don't look at any other thing.
如果今天我做的事情对不起主，我有什么资格去批评别人呢？对不对？
If today what I do is going to cause God's heart to be broken, then how can I criticize others?
我没有做到主所要我做的事情，我有什么资格去论断别人呢？
If I have not fully completed the task that God has given to me, how can I criticize others?
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
这个在侍奉上是一个重要的认识。
In service, this is something we must recognize.
我们希望每个弟兄姊妹。
And we hope that every brother and sister,
在你还活在地上的时候，
while we are still alive in this world,
个人都能尽个人的本分，好好的服侍。
That we can serve faithfully with all that we have.
我们不要做亏欠主的事情。
We don't want to do things that will cause us to be indebted to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
今天早晨呢，
this morning,
我记得主的话。给我们一个重要的提醒。
I wanted to use the word of God to give us a couple of reminders.
让我们在不多的时间的里面，
that in this short time that we have,
每一个弟兄姊妹都能够好好的来服侍我们的主。
That every brother and sister can faithfully serve God.
请我们记得。
May we remember this.
神所定的旨意， 它是一定成就。
The will and purpose that God has created will indeed be fulfilled.
不管你看见今天地上的教会有多少的难处，有多少的失败。
Despite what we see, how we see the many difficulties and failures within the church on earth.
地上的耶路撒冷可以被拆毁。
The Jerusalem on earth can be destroyed.
虽然那个叫主的见证在地上受亏损。
And even though it causes the testimony of God to be destroyed.
但是至终神的旨意是成就的。
But the will of God that was predestined will be fulfilled.
这是一个重要的看见。
This is a very important foresight. The second thing,
我们知道一切事都有最终的审判。
That all things will face the final judgment.
所以今天我们在地上不需要争什么对错。
So in this world today, there's no need to have disputes and arguments.
我们要把一切事都交在主手里。
We need to offer all things into the hands of God.
我们要常常思想。我在主的审判台前，我能不能站得住脚啊
？We must think off, remind ourselves to think often that how can I stand on that last day and the final judgment?
愿主让我们里面有敬畏的心。
May God give us a heart of reverence.
不要随便去批评什么东西。
That we won't criticize.
第三件事情。
The third thing.
就是我们个人一定要尽我们个人的本分服侍。
That individually we need to serve faithfully with what we have.
如果你忘记了,
if you have forgotten,
圣灵会提醒你的,
the Holy Spirit will remind you.
所以你跟着圣灵的感动往前走。
So you follow according to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
你做主所要你做的事情。
You do what the Holy Spirit wants you to do.
我们呢, 不要管别人的闲事。
And we don't need to mind other people's business.
但并不代表我们不关心别人。
But it doesn't mean that we don't care for others.
你知道这个关心跟这个管闲事啊，有的人也搞不大清楚。
Caring for others and minding other people's business is sometimes hard to differentiate.
关心是一个帮助。
Caring is helping.
这个管闲事呢是消极的东西。
When you mind other people's business, this is a negative.
所以我想弟兄姊妹们感谢主
So we thank the Lord
神在他的话语里面也给我们很多在侍奉上的一个鼓励
And in God's word he has given us much encouragement
我们希望弟兄姊妹能关心神的事
I hope that we can care for the things that matter to the Lord
我们是神的儿女
We are God's children
我们应当关心神的家
We need to have this care for God's house.
就像我们在地上有家一样，我们也关心自己的家，对不对？
Just like on earth, we have our own house, and we will care for the things of our own house.
愿神的家兴旺。Proper.
Oh, may the Lord's house prosper.
那么希望每个弟兄姊妹，因为我们的服事，能够使主在地上能够得到荣耀。
And may God gain glory through our service.
好，我想今天早晨呢，我就是一些话和弟兄姊妹彼此的勉励。
And so this morning I just wanted to give you these words of encouragement.
我们最后呢，我们来唱首诗歌，我们一同在主面前都有点祷告。
And lastly, we can sing a hymn and have some prayer.
我们请弟兄姊妹唱这个诗歌155首。
Can we sing hymn 155?
我很喜欢这首 Fanny Crosby 姊妹所写的诗歌。
I really like this hymn that was written by Fanny Crosby.
这位瞎眼的姊妹啊。
This sister who was blind.
但是她灵里面的眼睛非常的清楚。
But her spiritual eyes were opened and very clear.
她给我们一个重要的提醒。
So she gave us a very important reminder.
就当主回来的时候，我们真的是能够警醒在他的跟前吗
？That Before the Lord returns, can we be watching and waiting?
我们请弟兄姊妹大家一同起立，我们来唱，好吧
？Can we all stand and sing?
我唱完之后呢，我们请大家一同开口里面祷告。
And once we've concluded singing this hymn, may we all pray together in one accord.
今天早晨我们能重新一次把自己奉献在主的手中。
That this morning may we offer ourselves before the Lord again.
让他更多来使用我们。
So that He can use us.
我们轻轻弹一句，我们起来唱。
耶稣要来奖赏他的仆人，或早或晚是不定。会否他来征服我们贱人，我们的灯羞光明。我能否说我是已经准备，准备坦然见主面？会否他来征服我仍不睡，仍然等候直至他显现？若他在以清晨对来结算，以指明传我们，我们个人要将银子交换，他能否说好仆人？我能否说我是已经准备，准备坦然见主面？曾求他来征服我仍不睡，仍然等候直至他显现。主的委托我们是否忠心，我们是否尽所能？我们里面若无知者声音，我们就必得高升。能否说我是已经准备，准备坦然见主面？会否他来征服我仍不睡，仍然等候直至他显现？不在人也主来征风机心，就必与他同作王。当他在灵火一般火点名，是否征服我了王？我能否说我是已经准备，准备坦然见主面？会否他来征服我仍不睡，仍然等候直至他显现？
请我们同声开口，终于得祷告。
May we all have some prayer together.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你留我们在地上，还给我们有服侍你的机会。我们要求你施恩眷顾保守我们。主啊，让我们在侍奉上不亏负你的托付。亲爱的主耶稣，让每个弟兄姊妹都能够尽自己的本分，在你面前来服侍你。主啊，神的家中需要有更多的人能够起来服侍。让我们知道你把我们摆在侍奉的地位上，这是何等的荣耀。我们这是要满心的感谢，把所有弟兄姊妹都交在你的恩手中。主啊，今天早晨再激励我们，谢谢你。主，我们一同侍立在你的跟前。
Lord, we bow before you.
我们要感谢你为我们付上重大的代价。
We thank you for paying the ultimate price.
把我们买赎回来。
That you have purchased us.
你不仅叫我们成为神的儿女。
And you not only have made us children of God.
并且要叫我们做神的仆人。
But you have called us to be your servants.
主啊，我们求你对我们说话。
Lord, please speak to us.
让我们里面得着你自己的鼓励。
That we can gain encouragement from yourself.
让我们在地上就学习侍奉你。
That while on earth we can learn to serve you.
让每个弟兄姊妹都能尽自己的本分。
That each brother and sister can serve faithfully.
没有一个人在侍奉上亏负你的。
That no one here will shortchange you in our service.
主啊，让我们过一个对得起主的生活。
May we live a life that is worthy of your calling.
好叫我们在你显现的日子，我们能和你一同欢喜快乐。
So on that day that you return, we can rejoice with you.
主，我们知道你所定的旨意是一定成就的。
Lord, we know that the will that you have already placed will be completed.
没有任何的势力，没有任何的人能破坏你的工作。
And no one can corrupt this work.
但愿你给我们有这个看见。
May you allow us to see this.
好叫我们里面得着鼓舞。
So that we can be encouraged.
在地上能够忠心地跟随你往前。
While on earth we can faithfully follow you.
主啊，若是这些日子我们的心变得软弱了。
And Lord, through these days our hearts have become weak.
我们的脚步退后了。
And we have fallen.
我们对这条道路我们灰心了。
And we have not been faithful to this way.
我们要求你重新一次鼓舞我们。
Lord, may you encourage us again.
让我们在地上遵行你的旨意。
So that on earth we can care for your purpose.
好叫你的旨意成就的那一天。
So that on that day when your will is fulfilled.
我们能够得你的称许。
We can gain your approval and praise.
主耶稣啊。
Lord.
怜悯我们
Have mercy on us,
用恩手握住我们
and hold us with your hand of grace,
叫我们那一天在你审判的台前
so that on that last day at the final judgment,
是得奖赏不是受惩罚
that we will gain the reward and not be judged.
感谢你今天还把机会留给我们
We thank you for still giving us opportunity.
我们真是愿意今天在座的每个弟兄姊妹在你面前都蒙恩
And Lord, we pray that every brother and sister here will gain your grace.
亲爱的主耶稣
Lord Jesus,
在人看不见的地方
in places where man cannot see,
你都看得见
you see these things,
你最知道我们的光景
you know our condition,
愿今天早晨我们再一次把自己交在你的恩手中
and this morning we offer ourselves into your hands,
求你的爱浇灌我们
may your love fill us,
激励我们
and convict us,
愿你在这里这是得着你百姓们的侍奉
So that we can offer you a service that is worthy.
我们谢谢你今天早晨与我们众人同在。
We thank you for being with us this morning.
我们再把敬拜归给你。
And we give you all the worship again.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.